Well, he might be wearing thermals. Ender Brady, good morning.
Morning, Millsy. Morning, Baz. Yeah, more on that in a moment.
Interesting news in regards to some debris and the football player.
Yeah, so this is the ongoing search for Emiliano Sala, the new $35 million striker who was due to join Cardiff City last week, and the aircraft carrying him and being flown by one pilot, a light aircraft, vanished over the Channel Islands last Monday night. Search continuing. What's happened today, the French authorities have come forward and told us that on Monday of this week, two cushions were found on a stretch of beach in northern France at a place called Sertainville. So they've taken them away, they've analysed them, and the French say that there is a pretty good likelihood that they were from that aircraft. So what's happening now is rough weather over northern France and the Channel Islands and rough seas. At the weekend, they're going to get out in a vessel. They've identified 4 square nautical miles to search, and that is where they're going to focus their efforts. So it is a development, it's a significant one, and from the family's perspective, the two families, it's not good.
How cold is it over there?
Minus 11 Celsius it's going to get down to tonight. Wow. In Oxfordshire. It's going to be the coldest in the UK tonight, and that's why I'm wearing me thermals, Millsy. It's not a fashionable look, but you know what? It does the job, and stay warm. And I have no ambitions in the morning when I wake up to be anywhere other than a nice, warm, air-conditioned studio, because trust me, Millsy, reporting from minus 11 Celsius is not much fun.
Soft, mate. Absolutely soft.
I'd pay good money to see you reporting in minus 11 Celsius, Millsy, I'll tell you that much.
That's true. All right, Cobber, you be good. We'll catch up with you this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.